God spoke to me this morning and he said, you're supposed to prosper in troubled times. And I started thinking about it all the years that I've been in ministry almost as long as I've been saved. And I've heard this, you know. I've heard people say, well, trials teach you things, you know. Trials build you up. And I'm like, nah, everybody would be giants. Yeah. If trials built you up. Yeah. I see a lot of people fall out in trials, not build them up. Right. And so I was thinking one day, and the Lord said, he said, that's a lie of the devil. He said, now you can gain strength in trial. He said, but if you're not strong when you get in that trial, he said, you're more likely to give in to that trial. He said, so don't believe that lie that you wait on trials to get stronger. And how many know, I started thinking about down those lines, and I thought, bless God, you know, the Apostle Paul, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all of them people, they prospered in the middle of their trials. They had trials. Stoned, beat, left for dead. John Ball couldn't kill him, couldn't bowl him at all. You know, prospered in troubled times, perilous times. Jesus prospered. You say, well, that was Jesus. Gee, we got the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead living in us. Yes. The Bible says the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me and you. Amen. If you're not born again, you don't got that spirit. You don't got the conquering spirit. You got to be submitted to Jesus and to the Holy Spirit to develop, to grow. How many knows that God's people are supposed to gain ground and increase in times of pressure because we have faith in God? Now, if you don't have faith in God, it's going to be hard just to stand in the trial. Had a lady come up one time. She said, well, if I had faith like you've got, Brother Weston, you know, if I had faith like you've got. I said, how long have you been a Christian? 25 years. I said, you've got the same faith that I've got. If you're born again, I said, you have the same faith that I have. I said, the difference probably between me and you, I use mine and you don't. Yeah. How many knows you can have money in the bank run out of gas? Yeah. No, I'm afraid to use that money, run out of gas. No. Right? Afraid to use it? Well, let me have your bank again. I'll need some fuel and I'll put it in there. Well, you can have faith and not use it. You can know about God. No, you know, you can know I should fast and pray and not fast and pray. You know what? You're going to stay weak. You can know you should meditate on the word, but you meditate on everything but the word. You're going to stay weak. You're not going to, you can build faith in the word of God. Read the word. Yes, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. I'm healed. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. And then the next thing you do, good God, I'm hurt bad. See, you're not expressing what you believe. My body told me I would never be back to par. Open heart surgery and all kind of garbage. Told me, Satan told me, you know. I mean, before I had open heart surgery, I'm down trying to stake my tomatoes and have to fall on my knees in such pain and ask the Lord, Lord, help me drive these stakes. And get up and say, by Jesus stripes, I'm healed, and I would drive them stakes. I had heart attacks and didn't even know I had them. That's what they said. So the devil told me I would never stake. Listen, my tomatoes done outgrowed my stakes I drove in. I done had to extend my stakes. But God, they done over the roof of my tomatoes. Liar, he's a liar. I wouldn't listen to him. File for a social security, whatever, a disability. I could have. But I refuse. I'm supposed to prosper in times, perilous times, in troubled times. I'm supposed to gain ground, strength in God. Hallelujah. But you know, when we're supposed to, when we have faith in God. But you got to use your faith. You got to use what faith you have. I know I should go to church, but every time I get people right now at home this morning. Slept too late, stayed up too late last night, whatever their case may be. Legs hurting, back hurting. You know, I understand pain, I understand, but I also understand victory. Victory is in the fighting the good fight. Victory is in going to the house of God. Victory is in keeping your mouth shut when you're hurting at home and the phone rings and they say, "How are you?" "No, tell me how you really are." Don't ask me how I really am, because I'm going to tell you, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. "No, how are you really?" "I'm healed." "No, tell me really, how are you?" Why? The Bible said in Proverbs over there, that death and life's in the power of Scotty's tongue. And that I'm gonna eat the fruit of what I say. So they're not going to get me and say, "Yeah, I'm hurting, buddy. I mean, this is bad. This broke heart surgery got me down. I'm a dead man."
Come on.
Or this morning, you know, I mean, healing's in the house. How many of those, but God, you go to the house of God and you've got, I've seen Teresa go for Doris before and get healed because she's taking somebody else to the house of God. I went out on the streets one time with pneumonia. And I don't know if I had it or not. I ain't never been tested for pneumonia either. But anyhow, I went out there and I couldn't even put my shirt on and my body. You're just so sore, your hair and all that from, you know, the sickness, it hurts to put a shirt over something. You know, your hair hurts. Everything hurts. That's the way I was. But I went on, but God, and I said, "Glory to God, this is for Jesus. I'm going for the Lord. Hallelujah. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed." And I went by faith. Nothing changed. But you know what? The minute I stepped up on that stage that I had built or had pulled out there to preach, I was totally healed of that.
Amen.
Glory to God.
What if I hadn't win, Johnny? You know, what if I hadn't stood on the word after open heart surgery and confessed to myself, "I'm stronger now than I've ever been"? And it wasn't really true in the natural. The Bible says, "Let the weak say what? I'm weak." No, I'm strong. "Let the weak say that I'm strong." Hallelujah. Well, that is an expression of your faith. Hallelujah. On the inside, I believe I'm strong. I had to wait on my body to catch up with me. Some people laugh about it, but I'm telling you right now, I can drink a energy drink and I feel down. I guzzle it. Whoop, whoop. You don't get high, get high. Drink the whole nose at one time. Whoop, 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 whoop. Tracy gets in there, she says, "What's that?" I said, "You know what that is. It's a nose can. You're not supposed to be Gideon." You're not supposed to be drinking them nauseous. I drink a nauseous, I guzzle it. I ain't going to sip on it all day. Just drink it. If it's got enough in there to kick you, well, why don't you just guzzle it? So guzzle the nauseous. 30 minutes, I got to go home and take a nap. Huh, I'm serious. I'm like, I got to go and take a nap. That thing like zapped me. You know, and I'll drink one every now and then just kind of like a taste of it, you know. But I don't drink. But this is what I really honestly believe. I believe I'm so energized by the Spirit of God, motivated by the Spirit of God, that these things that people think have to pep them up brings me down.
Amen.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I believe it. I'm going to believe that. Well, don't the Bible say in Ephesians 6, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might"? What's the power of His might? Powerful. You don't say, "Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord." When I say I'm trading my sorrow, thank God I'm trading them. When I'm trading my pain, I'm trading it for healing. Trading my sorrow for joy. Peace of God. Hallelujah. "The chastisement of my peace was on Him, and with His stripes I'm healed." So you know what? I'm not going to be angry at people. I'm not going to get me a Bahama trip no more. You know, hit the brakes for riding your bumper. Yeah, done that a bunch of times. Idiot. Don't do all of that stuff no more. Road rage ain't going to get me. I mean, it's hard for some folk to get on the road. Every time I get on the road, that somebody about runs over me, I know it's just really real, you know. I just forgive them before they do it.
Amen.
I just forgive them before they do it. I'm like, you know what, y'all in a rat race? I'm not, bless God. I'm patient like my Father. I've got the patience that my Father, endurance, patience, hallelujah. See, we're supposed to be progressing in times of trouble and trials in our life, praise God. Don't the Bible say in James chapter 1, count it all joy?
Yep.
My brethren, count it all joy when they're talking bad about you. My brethren, count it all joy when they're shooting birds on the road. My brethren, count it all joy when the devil's attacking you, when sickness is attacking you, when financial pressure is attacking. I know, I'm under some right now. Hard to get God's doors in on kind of steel or something. I've been prophesying to it. Glory to God, my doors are coming in the name of Jesus. Instead of saying, I don't know what their problem is, they know I got to make a living down here. Come on, so I thought, okay, I'm going to prophesy to the thing and we'll see what happens. So I started saying, glory to God, I thank you, Lord, for favor, that they'll get their medal and all of us God's door people, our money will start rolling like it should, praise God. See, what is griping and complaining going to do for me? Nothing. Set me back. Oppressed. I get oppressed when I start. I don't get oppressed. I don't think on that stuff. Right. You cannot think the thoughts of God and meditate on the things of God and get oppressed.
Right.
You can't talk to God and stay down in the dumps. I mean, if you talk to the Lord, I mean, He picks you up. Right. If you meditate, listen, worry will cause you to have unbelief. Unbelief will stop the faith of God from working in your life. Worry contaminates your faith. That's kind of like having you a good old glass of water and somebody slobbers in it right quick. Contaminate. You ain't going to drink that junk, right? Come across there and slobber. Whoops, it's okay. I brushed my teeth this morning. Here. Everybody be like, oh, you're an idiot. You slobbered all in that. I'm not drinking that. Why? It's contaminated. Well, that's the way worry, that's the way whining, complaining, and all of that does to the faith that we have in God. It stops the hand of God from being able to work in situations in our life, praise God. I'm declaring that my whole family is healed. A lot of them under, you know, they under attack with their bodies and stuff. I'm like, come on to the house of God, man. Get under the anointing. Get under the word of God, you know, man. I mean, you know, do something. Told the doctor, I said, hey man, I said, will my chest grow back together? It'll grow back together because they cut your chest clean too, leg open and all that good stuff. I wouldn't watch the films. I want an image of coming out. Not of a poor image of being all cut up, heart laid out. My brother told me they took your heart out and laid it out there. And I don't know if they do or not. They ain't gonna watch the videos. Nah, man. I mean, give you an image of that, man, going in there. Good God. You got to be in faith when you go in there. So I'm going in there and praying God, and I'm telling people when we're going to have church again. I'm busy going to surgery. Come on to church.
That's right.
I'll be out here in a few days. Come on to church. Hallelujah. Why? Because that's the only reason I've got the victory going in there. I'm going in there coming out. I've not even come out yet, not even went under yet. And when it happened, praise God, I come out and I thought, glory to God, I'm going to stay in faith. See, faith is a choice.
Amen.
I had tubes in me, hurting my lungs. I couldn't even breathe. She come in there, popped me up some more, a bunch of painkillers. God, she come in there, she said, why ain't you taking them painkillers? I said, I'm not taking painkillers. I needed you to take that where you can relax. I said, get that tube out of my lung and I can relax. Every breath I took for 6 hours after I come out, felt like somebody put a knife in my lungs. Hurt bad. And so it caused me to be tense. And she's like, relax. And I said, I can't relax.
Come on.
I told her, I said, she said, well, I need you to take them. They're bringing painkillers. I said, which one is the painkiller? Them. I said, don't get that. I don't want that. Why? Because I'm not going to rely on painkillers.
Right.
I've seen people get addicted to painkillers. I wanted them. Yeah, crawling your head. I got some in the cabinet now, man. I mean, I want to take one before I start hurting. Come on, somebody. You know you're getting addicted when you're sitting there and you're like, I might start hurting in 30 minutes. I better go get you a painkiller. So you go get a painkiller in 30 minutes. Yeah, if I'm hurting, I better go take another. So before you know it, you done took four painkillers and you're numb. I was going to church, but I took some Tylenol this morning. Well, don't take no Tylenol. Get over here, we'll get you healed. Take the Tylenol like you get out of here. But God, hallelujah, where's faith at? I'm talking about having faith. And we're supposed to be growing in times when things are coming to get the, not just giving in to whatever happens in life. Travis, 16 years old. Now, before me and Teresa got saved, we separated every other month. Just about. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Some of the worst 7 years of marriage that I've ever had. You know? And so I got saved. And then I had a peace that I'd never had before. And I thought, I'm not going after her, begging her. You know, I'm not. So I didn't. Well, anyhow, the Lord brought us back together and all that. Well, Travis 15, 16 years old, there at the house. Tracy comes through there. She's pregnant with Judah that we lost. We got one in heaven. Got two or three in heaven.
I want a divorce. I said, well, I'll get one. I'm not getting one.
But God, I done made up my mind. I want you forever. It's a forever thing to me. But God, you want what you want. Go try to get it. You can't work against my faith. My faith, because of my stance, does away with the powers of darkness.
Amen.
My anointing to be a father destroys the works of darkness in my children.
Amen.
Then I passed on and laid hands on my kid. I laid hands on Travis. He can try to get away from God all he wants to. He'll be a miserable little man. Miserable. Why? Because I laid hands on him and passed the heritage on him. Told me one time he's going to quit serving God. He can't live up to my standards. I told him I hadn't put none on you, son. Devil was lying to him. Can't live up to me, my standards. I hadn't put none on him.
Come on.
But you know what it was? It was my life. My life required him to serve Jesus. My life. See, if your kids are real cockroach and you're around, y'all joking and dirty jokes and gassing it up and laughing and all that stuff and disrespectful enough. If they real comfortable around you, you might ought to get on fire. Let's get back to where we're going now here. We're supposed to prosper in times of adversity. We're supposed to go forward and advance. Give me the first scripture, man. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his word and his commandments. Did you hear that? Blessed, prosperous, strong, going forward, productive. Blessed don't mean poor, weak, broke, just don't nobody know the trouble I have. You ever get around people, how you doing? Oh, John left me. Susie won't talk no more. Think she wants him. And now my life is just... You ever get around people like that? I don't ask people how you doing no more. I just say, be blessed, baby.
What's even worse is they do it every time you get around them.
Right. But see, we're not to give... See, I went at one time, and I'm reading in there, and David said he went by the vineyard of the sluggard. He went by and the wall was grew up. It was grew up and the wall fell over. And the Bible says he became wise. He said he gained wisdom and the Lord spoke to me. He said, you can see people's lives that get destruction that say they follow me. He said, you don't have to have that vineyard. He said, if you work your heart and work the word, he said, you'll be blessed. He said, you won't be weak. It's susceptible to the enemy. I'm not scared of the devil. Some people, I don't want the devil messing with me. He's already messing with you. Got you scared of him already. Come on, get a clue. He's already got you scared of him. What are you scared of him for? Didn't Jesus strip him of all power?
Amen.
Didn't Jesus put him under his feet?
Yep.
Ain't Jesus living on the inside of us? Well, the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. The Bible says, for me not to be conformed to this world, the way the world thinks, the way the world acts, the way they try. I mean, you know, if I go on vacation, I try to look for a church. No, I need a break from church. No, that's the last thing you need. You've been breaking too much from church. Now you think church is your problem. Come on, somebody. God told me one time, I just need a vacation. I just need a spiritual vacation. I said, are you serious? You mean withdrawal from spiritual things? Are you serious? Man, you're fixing to create a spiritual famine in your life that you might not make it back out of. Hallelujah. I've seen people get lax and Satan just little at a time. Before you know it, they ain't even got the strength to go to church. Church is just rotten. That's the last thing they want to do. Like Preacher was talking about this morning, man. If my flesh is ruined, I'm not spending time with the Lord, talking to the Lord, meditating on the things of God. Somebody says, did you hear Jesse be playing this? No, I flesh went away here. Tired of hearing him. Something wrong with me. But if I'm in there, black God, and I'm strong in love, I'm like, where's Jesse?
That's right.
Where's he at, man? Where's Jerry this morning? Come on, glory to God. It's time to go to the house of God. Well, we're nearly out of gas. Well, God will supply.
That's right.
Somebody might give us something. Don't, well, an angel will bring us back home.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come in one time, Teresa. Oh, yeah, it's going to be good at church tonight. Woo! And I'm tired, been talking sheetrock all day. I went out there and turned the key on, had a half a tank of gas, half a quarter of a tank of gas. Now, I went in there and I said, we ain't got enough gas to go to church. Well, it's going to be good tonight. I just know if we go to church. She don't talk like that, but I'm trying to. I can't talk like her. She's all excited. And so I thought, great. Great. Here she is, fired up. Half a quarter of a tank of gas. I thought, well, thank God, God's bigger than that. Have faith in God. And I said, Lord, I thank you, Lord. We're going to your house and we're going to honor you. Let God and we, you will supply all of our needs. Praise God. And I thought to myself, then I thought, somebody give us money at church. And we went on to church. Boy, it was a good service that night. I mean, it was good. We couldn't shut up. We got all the way back from Hansville in the presence of being the presence. Lord, we're just talking about what Jesus did and what we got and all that. Looked down and I'm like, oh God, we're blowing with you now. And so we get over on the stretch and it starts going dead. You know, and I'm rocking it. You ever rocked it? You get every bit out of that tank, boy. You look to see if the laws are around first. Because you don't go and rock it, because you're a drunk man now. You're going to get pulled over. So boy, we're rocking it, and it picks up two or three times, then it runs out. Then I'm there, oh, in Jesus' name, it's going to rain. Pouring down rain. Travis is back there he's about 3 years old, 2 or 3 years old, pouring down rain almost 10 o'clock at night, you know. And so I run the battery down, click, 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 trying to get it going, believing in Jesus' name. And so I told her, I said, listen, I said, I'm going to run to the house, which was about a mile, probably or longer. And I said, I'm going to run to the house. I said, and I'm going to get the truck. I said, you lock these doors. I said, and you don't open these doors for nobody. Not for help or nothing. It's late now. I went to open that door. Something rose up on the inside of me. Thank God I'd been to church. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Something rose up on the inside of me, and I said, oh, no. I laid hands on that steering wheel then. I said, glory to God. You said you'd take care of us, Lord. We honored you. And I command you to crank in the mighty name of Jesus. I command you to start up. And I went, choo-choo, and it didn't even turn over. And went, whoom. And I thought, Tracy says, go! I done run the battery down, done rocked it off. And this ain't our first rodeo. We rocked it a bunch of times. I wouldn't work and never had no money, so we're out of gas all the time. I mean, I was an expert at rocking. I guarantee you, I wasn't licking gas in that tank when I got done with it. We went on, pulled in there, Praise God. I'm talking about prospering, but you got to go against the grain. You've got to go against the time. You've got to go against the culture. You've got to go against your body. You've got to go against what things are telling you in the natural to see the supernatural. The supernatural don't work if you don't need it. There's no reason for God to take you on home if you're not out there. We pulled up and I let that thing sit there and run, man. It's just running. We're looking at each other and I'm like, glory to God, this is a miracle.
Amen.
A miracle happened because we went to church. Yes. And you know what? That set me strong on church. Then, thank God, on Wednesday, my boss, they're going to work me late. I go to him and I say, listen, buddy, my marriage was a wreck, man. I borrowed money from you to get a divorce and never did get one. I had to pay you because I paid it to the lawyer. I said, I had to finish paying you, man. I'm not looking for a reason not to come to work. But when it comes to church, I'm going to church. I will quit this job. I don't want to, but I'm going to church. You see, I've got a hope of something. I've got a hope of that had ever hindered me, Jesus. And he meant more to me than anything because he's given me life. He's given me joy. He's given me my wife back. He's given me life. He's given me vision. He started blessing me financially. I mean, all these things for my pursuit. See, when you pursue the Lord, you will learn in troubled times to gear up and fight and win.
Amen.
He says, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be weak. What does it say? That means prosperous. That means strong. That means, and I can go around and say, well, that church teaches that, and them brothers don't believe that, and I can get into all this debate and all this whining about the gas. I mean, I heard at the gas pump, oh, I'm telling you right now, ever since Biden got in, the gas went up, da, da, da. Maybe it has. But we don't care what Biden does. We care about what Jesus said.
Amen.
We care about what the kingdom said. We care about the blessing working in our life. And the Bible says, for me not to be like the world. Go to complaining about all the things that are going on in the government. Yes, I see it. Yes, I know it. But I still have Romans 8:28 says, for we know that God works all things together for the good of those that love the Lord. He didn't say go complaining. Come on, somebody. We're smarter than that. We're smarter than that. We're smarter than to get into this arguing over the Word of God with people. That some people have their interpretation of the Word, not the Holy Spirit's interpretation. Well, I'm not going to convince them. They're already convinced by the dark one. Right? So ain't no need me getting into it. I'm going to leave there drained. Let's say, see ya. Be blessed. You know, you just be blessed. I got to go. Got things to do.
Amen.
Now, they don't know what I'm doing. Come out from among them, the Bible says. Amen. And accept,
amen,
said the Lord. Yeah. I'll receive you unto myself. Hallelujah. My brother told me one time, he said, yeah, teach my kid to pray over the food and when you get a big job. I said, look, man. I said, that's not serving Jesus. Take him to church. Pray. Fast. Seek the Lord. You know, have God in your house. My grandkids ain't listening to no cussing in my house. You got it? That's just me. Not going to happen. Well, I mean, you know, we're able to block things out. No, you ain't blocking nothing out. Your ears and your eyes have a channel to your inside. I don't think Travis ever heard a cuss word at my house. That I messed, flipped in some and turned it on. Praise God. He went Pokemon cards out. Any kind of witchcraft out. Magic out. Why? Because it is ingraining something on the inside of them. Guy told me the other day, he said, boy, your son's turned out to be pretty good. He's a pretty good boy, ain't he? I said, yeah, he's a fine young man. He said, and you've really honestly, you've raised him, you know, not just in church, you know. He said, I thought you were too strict at different things, you know. And he said, but it turned out raising them right works, don't it? I said, you better believe it. I said, I was convinced back yonder. I said, my grandkids. I said, now my son is doing bringing my grandkids the same way that I've raised him. As far as going to church and different things, praise God. Why? Because they're supposed to be mining upon the earth. My seed, he's my seed. He came out of my loins. The Bible says your seed's supposed to be mighty upon the earth. The generations upright shall be blessed. Well, look at her. There's some more money.
Yep.
I ain't got a house. Well, there's your house.
Come on.
Get it on your refrigerator.
Amen.
Psalms 112:3. I'm going to have money and riches in my house. Put it on your refrigerator. Thank you, Lord, for my house. I just praise you, God, for my house. And I'm going to have money and I'm not going to be broke. Wealth and riches shall be in his house.
Come on, bless the Lord.
Well, you're taking scripture out of canonically there. Praise you, the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, and that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty. Somebody that reverences the Lord. Somebody that meditates on the word. That's what he's talking about. Meditates on the things of God. Meditates on victory in Jesus. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. Why don't we sing that? Forever he called me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Well, what happened to that blood? I got healed. I got set free. I got redeemed from the powers of darkness. I got redeemed from poverty and lack. I got redeemed from divorce. I got redeemed from arguing too much in my house. Me and Teresa don't argue. If things get tight, most of the time I'll go one way and she goes the other. We just keep our mouth shut. I mean, sometimes shutting up's a good thing. Sometimes don't the Bible say a wise man spouts out a lot of words? A wise man or one has few words. But see, we feel like we need to explode and let it out. Mm-hmm. And it feels good to the flesh. But it brings corruption into your future. See, when things are looking rough, it's not a time to say, well, let's just, you know, I mean, if things are getting bad and things are, the economy's going to get worse and worse and worse. Well, maybe it is, not ours.
Amen.
We're in this world, but we're what? Not of it.
That's right.
We're pilgrims. We're just passing through. The Bible says, know you not that the kingdom lives within us? Hallelujah. People say, oh, 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 so off to work I go. Now I go, I say, glory to God, I'm debt free, Lord. I just told him the other day, I said, thank you, Lord, my house, all my vehicles are paid for, Lord, because I sowed seeds and I trusted you and you brought me out and you delivered me, Lord, and I can have them, Lord, without going to the bank or anything. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Rehearsing the goodness of God. Now, see, I say that quickly, but it took me years to get there. Of working with it and working on my flesh and saying, you ain't going to buy nothing. You ain't going to buy another tractor. You ain't going to buy another truck. It's called discipline. It's called stewardship.
Yeah, right.
In the Bible, stewardship. I was thinking about it the other day. I was thinking, well, Lord, if your people had plenty of money, they'd save money. He said, no. He said, if I tell you to be faithful in the small things, And I'll make you ruler over much. He said, until you save 50 cents a week, I won't give you five. When the driver was going down, I told him, I said, I'd help him get a truck. And I was all excited. That's the way our God is. God's excited to see us prosper. You know, got him no beater upper. Every time he'd let off the gas, I think it was a 96 Chevy with the 350, wore out. When he let off the gas, the oil smoke and boil out the exhaust, you know. That's a good starter, you know. Because I know he's going to get out there and burn wheels off and all that, you know. And but anyway, I had this desire. You know, I wanted him a nice one. So I went and picked him out a $16,000 truck. maybe it was $16,000, almost perfect. Had just a couple of scratches on diesel, big truck. His boy's about the same way now. He likes big trucks and stuff. That's the way Travis was, wasn't it? Well, I pulled up there and I thought to myself, there's your truck, son. And it's sitting right in front of him. And he said, where? Where's it at, Dad? I said, right there, you're looking. Where? He's trying to look around that truck. Then he goes, he can't see that. But I took him from $150 a month to $300. And he's all nervous. Oh, I said, listen. I said, God, the same faith that got you $150 will get you the $300. The same way you was trusting God, hallelujah, and you got comfortable with that, I said, now you got to go to another level, son. You got to go to another level. See, there's different levels of spiritual growth that we go in, different levels of faith. You can stay at the same level for 30 years. Why? Because deeper waters are harder to swim in. It's easy to stay at ankle deep. You know, but you get out, you know, the further you go, you got to go across that river. Nah, man, it's a long way over there. You won't never see the other side. Now, somebody, praise God, I mean, you can come to the place where you're like, glory to God, a good challenge. Take off running, dive in, you on the other side. Y'all come on! It ain't that bad.
Amen.
Now, I'm talking about spiritually. You know, once you start meditating on the Word, you get used to meditating on the Word, it's not that hard anymore. It's like things will come up, immediately your thoughts will go to the Word somehow. It'll just immediately, automatically. You train yourself. Once you train yourself, I mean, I can try to sleep late. I lay there, I'm going to sleep late in the morning in the name of Jesus. I'm going to sleep late in the morning in the name of Jesus. And bless God, 6 o'clock, I'm like, gosh! I have to go to the bathroom, and then I have to go get some water, and then I can go back to bed and go back to sleep, Donnie. But no, you can't sleep past 6. I'm even confessing in the name of Jesus I'm going to sleep late. At night, I'm going to sleep late in the morning, Saturday morning. I'm going to sleep late, I'm going to sleep late. And I never get to sleep late. Praise God. You know? And so, I go in there, and I go back, and I'm like, I'm going back to bed, and I'm going back to sleep. And I believe that. So I go back to sleep. Hour and a half later, I'm like, ooh, I did it. Lord God, I made it. Hallelujah. Tracy, I figured you'd done me gone. I decided to go back to bed. Like, it feels good to be lazy. Feeling pretty good here. You know, been off a couple of weeks, and I told Travis, I said, yeah, this is feeling pretty good, what you've been doing. What? You ain't been going to work, feeling good. I'm liking it myself. I'm feeling a little lazy. Hallelujah. I forgot how it felt to be lazy. Feeling good. Hallelujah. But the more I sleep, the more I want to sleep. I'm like, nah, little sleep, little slumber, a little folding your hands, so shall your poverty come. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to train myself that way. That's God. Why? Because the Bible says, The man that feareth and delighteth greatly, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation that upright shall be blessed. Give me the other one, man. Unto the upright there ariseth light in darkness. Did you see that? The ones that are following the Lord. He's talking about all that. He said, then when darkness comes, light comes.
Amen.
You know, he said, light in the darkness. When your marriage is in trouble, when your finances is in trouble, when Satan just attacks you out of the blue for no reason. You feel like God's a million miles away from you and you've done nothing wrong. You're being spiritually attacked. I come in this church sometime and I'm like, half this church is in the wrong spirit this morning. Did you know I can tell if you're in the wrong spirit?
Yep.
You can tell when somebody's in the wrong spirit. Some of you ain't never grew to that point, so you get around people in the wrong spirit before you know it, you're in there with them.
Yeah, that's right.
You ain't learned yet. You ain't developed. You're like, what's wrong? I don't know what's wrong. I feel awful. Yeah, it's that spirit you've been meddling around with. Somebody that's always gossiping about other folk, and I say, see you. See you later. Before you know it, I've been there. Yeah, I know it. I've seen them too. Boy, I'm telling you right now, a bunch of heathen. They go to church, they're a bunch of heathen lying. All they want to do is lie. Then you go off tell a lie, and you just done what they did. Yeah. You know, we're around it. You're like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I do. You've been over there dipping out of the same bowl. You've been eating the same gravy day out. Some people say, well, your church is just hard. Maybe we ain't your cup of tea. Go find yours. You know, we like ours pretty strong.
Yeah.
I mean, if I cook tea, I want to put 6 or 8 bags in there, where some of them wants 3. I want to taste my tea. Then I want 4 cups of sugar. Maybe I want some tea when I want it, but God didn't have some of my tea. You know, thought you drank a thing of homebrew. You know, you just need 1 glass of tea. You don't need 5 pots of coffee. Just one glass. Hallelujah. Well, that's the way, you know. Some people, I don't like tea that way. Well, good. Find your own tea. You know, praise God. Some people, we may not be your cup of tea. Well, go find where your cup of tea is. It's somewhere. God wants you somewhere. Praise God. But you know what the Bible says? It says, strong meat belongs to those that have their senses exercised, that they know good and evil. I'm telling you, we can exercise our senses by staying in faith and don't get in complaining and all that stuff in times of trials and all of that, and say, why me, God, why me? Why not you, you poor little thing? Why not? Why not you? God told me, he said, well, I'd like to have a food ministry, but I don't want to put it all on me. I said, you're going to get it. I said, if you really want a food ministry, you better be willing to work. Yeah. It's going to all fall on you sooner or later. You're going to have to do it. You know how come I know, Johnny?
It fell on you.
It fell on me. Then I'm like, wonder who can go get the food. Now I'm working. I ain't going to be able to be there. Setting you up. Then. What? Are you serious? Called the guy this morning. Do you want some of that food? It's Father's Day. I said, I know what day it is. My truck's got to be unloaded. I don't care what day it is. It's Father's Day. I said, I understand what day it is. I'm real aware of what day it is. What's that change? We ain't going to love another because it's Father's Day? Seriously. Are you serious?
Come on.
Well, I had to work till 5:30. I couldn't make it. Sir, are you serious? We all work till 6:30. We didn't even take a bath. Come on, somebody. We go. We ready. We here. I told one of my brothers, I said, you know what? I said, that food ministry's been a good thing. I said, it's put people through the test with one another, and they made it. Y'all made it. I've been mad at all of them. We never knew it, Scotty. Good thing you didn't. Good thing I'm under control. Good thing I've got self-control, man. I mean, we'll. I'd have said, well, I'm going to whoop you like a man, but God didn't not think you can deal with it. Give you a good whipping. Your mama didn't do it. Your daddy evidently did it because you're a little fit haver in the kingdom. A little fit. We don't feel like it. Well, yeah. Mom and them never told you get that garbage out whether you feel like it or not. Yeah. Get on that school bus. You better make straight A's. Ooh, get rough. See? That's what I'm talking about. He likes strong you. Well, I've learned one thing. If I'm going to have the kingdom of God, I have to go and fight for it. I have to go lay hold. I have to get up and fight and go against the grain, praise God, to have the victories that that Bible says. Praise God. So I want to encourage you, you know. We need to learn how to prosper when things get tough. When things get tough, Johnny, it's not time to lay down and quit, man. The breakthrough's right over the hill. I mean, you know, if nothing else in the natural, you get a spiritual breakthrough that causes you to be bold, that causes you to stand up against sickness and disease. I'm not going to have it in my body.
Now, there's just some things ain't nothing you can do about.
Show me what scripture you got that. That's out of your Bible.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in Luke 9:23, it's a quote that all things are possible to those that believe. All things are not possible to everybody. But all things are possible to those that will believe God.
Amen.
There's nothing impossible to those that believe. Because God gives it's his desire that he put in me to be wealthy. You know, and I've got to work with that desire. The Bible says that it's him that works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He works in us. I hate being broke. I hate seeing people broke. I just can't. I'm like, no, this is not the will of God. This is not the will of God. I've got to get them complying with the Holy Spirit, giving, being a giver, purposing our heart to be a giver, you know, and all of that. And then the things open up for us. I'm like, no, man, all of us are supposed to be wealthy. Everybody's supposed to leave. Well, I mean, if you look at the people in the Bible, they increased more and more. Till they, the Bible says, they became very rich. It's a problem when you don't want to buy nothing. Then you mean, I'm like, man, go to the flea market and buy it. No, I don't need nothing. I don't need change or nothing. I told Teresa yesterday it was raining. I started telling her, come on, baby, let's just go to Walmart. I thought, Walmart ain't got nothing I want. That's a good problem, ain't it?
Amen.
You know? And I thought, well, man, surely I told the Lord the other day, I said, Lord, can't I buy something? He said, you don't want nothing. I said, well, no, I don't want nothing, Lord. I don't want nothing. Did you know that's for every one of us? He'll bring us to a place to where we don't need or want nothing.
Amen.
If we work with him. All right, let's bow our heads this morning. Father, we praise you. And I thank you, Father.